Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stefan with a long-distance swim from Los Angeles to Washington, where the studio there is prepared to carry all of us together, Jennifer. Jennifer Horn, yes. Ken Kessler, we're all being carried together on the same line. Isn't it exciting? Wowie zowie. Happy to be here with you Thursday. The Ides of January are upon us. The poll yesterday at DougStefan.com asked you whether or not you got a copy of Charlie Hebdo or not. 48% said, nope, not interested. That was where I voted. Let's see, 27% said, I will if I can find one. 18% of you who responded to the poll at DougStefan.com said, I don't know what Charlie Hebdo is. Let's see, 4% said, no, I'm afraid to shop where it's on sale. 3% said, yes, I have a copy of Charlie Hebdo. So, in league with that, and the challenges that are presented by those who would do us harm, the arrest in Cincinnati of an Ohio man in connection with a plan to attack the Capitol building in Washington. And that's swell. Christopher Lee Cornell, a.k.a. Rahil Marus Ubdaya.
Bless you.
Did I get that right?
Yeah, sounds
Thank
perfect.
You. Thank you. Arrested by the FBI yesterday for attempted to kill a U.S. government officer for possession of firearms.
It's nice to have goals.
Yes, it is. Let's see here. The apparent ISIS-inspired plot, which included guns and bombs, was stopped early in its formation in the wake of the terror attacks last week in Paris. The U.S. has reaffirmed its commitment to prevent individuals from being radicalized. But they didn't work fast enough on this guy, it appears. I haven't seen a picture of this guy, but he looks like he's been radicalized. Matter of fact, he looks like a hippie that I knew when I was going to college.
Hmm.
We didn't suspect him of wanting to blow up the Capitol. We expected that he was just from a different train of thought. Now, anybody who looks like that, right away we think they're Muslim extremists. I was sitting next to a guy on the plane when I came out to Los Angeles the other day, who looked a lot like this guy. I may have been sitting next to this guy, for all I know. Now that I look at a picture of him and his hair, and I think of the guy who was sitting next to me on the plane, they looked a heck of a lot alike.
Hmm.
Gotta sweat this out a little bit. This guy's 20 years old, established and used Twitter accounts under the alias of Rahil Maras Ubiyaida, posted videos, statements, and other content expressing support for ISIS. That's what the complaint says. Let's see. In August, he told an FBI informant via instant messaging that he wanted to commit violent jihad. He wrote, quote, I believe we should meet up and make our own alliance with the Islamic State here in this country and plan operations ourselves. The informant and Mr. Cornell met in Cincinnati a couple of times this fall. In their second meeting, he allegedly revealed that he considers members of Congress enemies of the state and wanted to attack the Capitol, wanted to build, plant, and detonate pipe bombs in the Capitol building, and then use firearms to kill anybody that came running out.
Yes.
He shared with the informant the research he had conducted to carry out the plan. And then, let's see here, on Wednesday, He took the final steps to travel to Washington, and that's where he was arrested as he was apparently ready to leave Cincinnati. The Joint Terrorism Task Force arrested him at a gun shop in Coleraine Township, Ohio, purchasing a couple of semi-automatic rifles and 600 rounds of ammunition. We've known for about a week that something was going to happen. We didn't know when it would happen. All right. How many people are there like this? And can I go back to what I said yesterday about My take on what went on in Paris regarding their admission, there are 751 enclaves that are on the do not touch list.
Don't go. Yeah.
Don't go near these places. Police, military, nobody. Everybody stay away from these places. And we have many of those same places in our country where guys like this infest. I don't know that Coleraine Township, which is outside of Cincinnati, is exactly a hotbed of this sort of activity. But there are places in places where you wouldn't expect these sorts of people to be. You'd expect them to be in certain places in L.A., in maybe San Francisco, New York, Chicago, big cities, Washington. But now what we're learning, and this is kind of what gives people the heebie-jeebies, is that these guys, more often than not now, are trying to stay out of sight in some of these small towns near medium-sized cities, not unlike what's happened in France. So if we know where these people are, this is just an example. I mean, this is the big conversation today because of him being homegrown. But how many more? He was sort of by himself, it would appear. Mm-hmm. How many of these people are there that are working in coordinated groups in places where the police won't go? And am I being too fear-based in my thinking? Is there another way of looking at this, I would ask? And your response is welcome, certainly, and encouraged. 888-302-DOUG, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show, and email to Jennifer@DougStephan.com, Ken@DougStephan.com, or Doug@DougStephan.com. Jen, you have done a couple of
Well, just agreeing and listening to you. What I've said in the past is that I think with this new way that people are trying to fight us, or taking shots at our way of life, these lone wolf things are very dangerous. Now, I think the only way that you can get them is through intelligence, like they just did. They caught this guy.
Well, but so, isn't this guy really guilty? The father says this kid was set up. And we've known before the government is capable of stinging people, setting up stuff. And whether this kid's really guilty, I give you the story mostly because I think it's worth discussing in the fact, not necessarily with this one person, but that we do have people, whether this guy's guilty of anything really or not, or just being stupid, is one thing. But there are people who are plenty smart, who have plenty of reason, at least in their own mind, to disrupt things.
Mm-hmm. And so, well, let's just say this is the right story. So then what comes next? You know, I would say the most important thing that we could do is shake this guy down for information to see if he does know about anything else. I mean,
send him to Gitmo and give him waterboard.
Breathe through the drips. You know, I don't mean to make light of it, but I mean, you do need to try to see if there's anything else that he's connected to, because we don't know about these. We don't have the specific kind of no-go zones that France does, but, you know, there are these pockets, these areas that people just sort of leave alone. And I think the only way we can get in there is if we talk to a lot of these people.
Mm-hmm. Well, talking is good as long as it isn't a set-up, trumped-up deal. And again,
I agree with you.
My skepticism here is that after I tell you the story, that I'm not sure I believe all of it, but I'm not there. I'm just sort of putting together three or four different pieces of information to give you the background of the story, as I understand it. Kenny, any comments on that or the Hebdo thing or terrorism in general on Facebook or Twitter?
Comments about the Charlie Hebdo issue. Excuse me. Lenny says, so it turns out this was a perfect capitalist agenda to increase sales. Capitalism thrives on chaos.
Well, there.
Okay, I understand that they increased sales and they were hurting financially, mm-hmm. but I can't imagine that 12 people at the magazine would say, you know what, I'll give my life for this.
Well, they weren't expecting that they were going to be 12 people shot, and it seems like a stretch to expect that they would set up something where two guys would come in and murder all these people. That's a little convenient. However, there have been circumstances, and we've seen it here in this country, hello Sony, where there have been things that were done to increase sales or recognition of something that were created completely by the news media. So, where there's smoke, there's fire. I'm not sure that I think that that's the case here, but I'm surprised we haven't heard that story from more than one person, Kenny.
Yeah.
What else are you hearing or reading?
Emily says at least 30 French mosques have been attacked since the shooting last week in Paris. They've been attacked with pork heads, firebombs, etc. Why isn't the news media talking about that?
Well, because the news media is biased, and it doesn't tell you the whole story. There are going to be a lot of people who are going to do a lot of things in the name of revenge or protect, whatever it is that they're going to use for some justification, some rationalization of doing stuff, which is just as bad as what was done in the first place. That's really what that person, or it ought to be what we're saying, that's not acceptable either. It isn't. Doesn't fix anything. All it does is create more animosity among people who aren't thinking things through. Am I right?
Yeah, it sets us up for a greater war, I think. Yeah.
All right, what else, Kenny?
James says, just for what happened last week, I subscribed to Charlie Hebdo. Now I just have to learn French.
Je suis Charlie.
Good for you.
Je suis Charlie. All right, so food for thought here on Good Day. Comments abound. Let's start the new year with a new you. Time to stop your beautiful hair from falling out and thinning prematurely. Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A, to the rescue. Provia is a powerful all-natural hair thinning treatment that contains a unique blend of plant extracts to get the results you want safely and naturally. You'll like this, Jennifer. I was visiting with Miles, my grandson, for a little while yesterday afternoon. I was holding him and I was singing him. I came up with all kinds of silly songs. And one of them was about Provia. I sang, Provia, Provia, I just saw a hair named Provia. My daughter was looking at me like I needed an exam.
And you might, you know. She may not be wrong.
Provia is a powerful all-natural hair thinning treatment that contains a unique blend of plant extracts. So, what happens is your pores have been plugged up all these years by using cheap shampoos, creams, lotions, and goo that you put on your hair. The pores have to be cleansed, and that's what Provia does. The results you want are natural, because when the pores are cleaned out, the hair that's underneath, the hair follicles under your scalp start to grow back through those pores, and you'll be A-OK. You'll see your hair start to come back in again. There's no smell. It's not greasy. Just apply a little bit to the thinning area of your hair. Use it every night before you go to bed. Rub it around. It really works. It is amazing. Provia works for both men and women. Safe on colored hair, treated hair. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. So let's get your hair back. 800-525-8319. You don't want your money back. You want your hair back. 800-525-8319. This is a great deal. This is a great product. I use it myself. And by the way, as I say, if you don't have noticeable results, you get your money back. 800-525-8319. Provia for your hair. 800-525-8319.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Television contest, or she just came up the regular way, Jennifer?
The old-fashioned way.
The old-fashioned way. Mm-hmm. She actually had talent. Somebody recognized it early on.
Yeah, she actually worked for a record company, I think.
And then,
yeah.
That's as a what? Producer?
Like a secretary
really?
Or something. Yeah, and then she kind of snuck in.
That reminds me. That's Martha Vandella. Martha Vandella. Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. Martha Reeves was Berry Gordy's secretary.
That's how a lot of them broke in, just getting a job anywhere near music.
Yep, right. Anyway, Faith Hill, Cry Number One during this week in 2003, bringing us around into an entertainment corner here, 24 after the hour, on the Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny and I here first with the late night shows, although this may take up most of our time because Bill Clinton was on with Seth Meyers. Let's get to Conan and Fallon first, and then some excerpts from the Meyers show.
There is talk of Mitt Romney running for president again. That's the big news. Well, this will go well when he watches it. I think I'll watch Conan and see what people think about me running again. Click. That's not good. No, people are saying he's going to run again. People are referring to Mitt Romney's possible presidential run as Mitt 3.0. Yeah. Coincidentally, Mitt 3.0 is also the name of Romney's third son. So they do it there. Possible Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee slammed the Obamas for letting their daughters listen to Beyonce. Yeah, Huckabee said, my kids chill to Nicki Minaj.
There are reports that New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will begin fundraising for a potential 2016 presidential campaign by the end of January. No word on what his platform will be, but if I know Christie, it'll be really strong. Really strong platform. Actually, Christie gave his fifth annual State of the State speech yesterday, and a lot of people felt like he was using it as the kickoff to a possible presidential campaign. And I can see why people would think that, because remember, he's supposed to be talking about New Jersey. Watch.
I saw it on the streets of Chicago and felt it in the suburbs of Maryland. I heard it from farmers in Kansas and from teachers in Colorado. I felt it from veterans in Maine and from workers in Arkansas.
Pretty sure New Jersey is the only state he did not mention. I mean, he didn't mention it at all. Mitt Romney will reportedly address the Republican National Committee on Friday to talk about a possible third presidential run. And it is never a good sign when you have to start your speech with, hear me out!
Just right, hear me out.
Bill Clinton was on with Seth Meyers last night, and he talked about being a grandfather. He talked about Muslim extremism. And so here are a few outtakes from that conversation.
You know, I, like every other grandparent, I think my granddaughter's the greatest thing since sliced bread. It's really fun. And Hillary and I are able to see her a lot because Chelsea and Mark and Charlotte live in New York, so we're here all the time. So far, my daughter has not, you know, had to discipline her overly exuberant grandparents too much. You know, these young people, they know what the rules are on child rearing. It's very impressive. Well, I agree that Muslim leaders have to do more to combat the extremists, but I don't think that you can blame the religion. These people are politicians, guerrillas, stone cold killers. They just are throwing the religion out to try to lure more and more converts in and legitimizing cold-blooded murder. But I think when the Egyptian president appeared with a Coptic Christian and spoke against it, the Jordanian king for years has been out front, even though his country is somewhat vulnerable to the extremists. And you're seeing more and more people now speak up. That, I think, is really important. I think the same thing happened a couple of weeks ago when all those school kids were murdered in Pakistan. Finally, you had people in the society saying, we got to go after these people, and we've got to stop letting them pretend that they're speaking in the name of religion.
Interesting thoughts.
Does he sound old, or is it just...
Well, his voice is... Yeah, wow. He does. He looks old. He sounds old. He's 68, so...
Yeah,
you know,
it's crazy.
Yeah. He didn't sound as good as me, though, Jennifer, right?
Not a bit, seriously.
He does. He sounds old and tired.
Yeah.
But he still is somebody who gets the, he rallies them around, if you know what I mean. 28 after the hour on Doug's Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry. Coming right up, whether at the high school, college, or professional level, what should the protocol be when a quarterback or any player seems dazed after a hard hit?
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for the couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with this person. That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
A happy dance will come in with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Schrum and Lowry. Next to sexual assault, the big issue in the NFL and in college football and in high school football is who gets to decide when a dazed player should be taken out of the game because of a concussion. What's the best protocol?
It's a big problem. I'm with many football fans where I'm now suffered kind of this cognitive dissonance where I enjoy the game. Every night, almost, there's either an NFL or a college game on now, but realize it's tremendously destructive, not just to the bodies, but to the minds of the young men playing it. And I think you need to have some sort of neutral arbiter at every single one of these games making the decision when someone gets their bell rung, because the coaches are just too vested to make decisions that really have the interest of these young players at heart.
I think what Rich said would make it much more possible, much more likely that many more parents would want to see their kids play football. I think if you had somebody there who was a neutral person who could say, that's it, players out of the game, we'd be in a much different place than we are now. I think it ought to happen at the college level, the high school level, and the NFL.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Let's warm things up here. It's actually kind of nice and warm where Jennifer and Kenny and I are.
It's not so bad, huh?
Next week at this time, I'll be back in the frozen zone. You guys will still be out here. Nice going. Very cool.
Not
very
our fault.
Very cold and foul. It's a good day. Jennifer Horn, Jennifer Chan. I don't know
what
that was.
I'm sorry, what?
I was going to call you Jennifer Chan for some reason. I don't know why.
Huh, like Jackie?
Yeah.
Chan.
Ken Kessler. Okay, so the congratulatory notice of the day goes to Tommy Caldwell and Kevin Jorgensen. You know who they are, Jen Jen?
I do. They've got really sore legs and arms today, I bet.
Yes, they do. The first free climbers. What does it mean, free climbers?
I mean, they ain't attached to anything.
They weren't. Really?
No.
Is that what that means?
Yes, they were just there.
So they could have fallen at any time.
To their death, sir.
Woo.
But they didn't. There was good news.
The Dawn Wall of El Capitan in Yosemite. Free climbing means they reached the summit using only their hands and feet. Caldwell and Jorgensen had ropes as well, but they were only there to catch them if they fell. So they did have ropes. They started scaling the rock formation on December 27th and reached the top yesterday. So they will be all over the place. You see pictures of them now hugging each other. Took 19 days. First people to scale this vertical wall of granite using their hands and feet.
Where did they pee-pee?
I didn't ask that question. Kenny, did you do any investigating into that?
Not into that, no.
We'll check it out. I'll get back to you. All right, Jen Jen?
All right,
but
thanks.
It's really quite a feat. Good for them.
Yeah.
Oscar nominations come out this morning, right? A couple of hours from now?
At 8:30 a.m. Eastern time.
8:30. And who do you think is going? What at the end of the day, what will be the winner of the Best Picture category? Anybody got any ideas?
Well, Boyhood won the Golden Globe, and here's why. Okay, so the awards love movies that are hard to make, or when people lose weight, or
that's
when they
Michael
take that
Keaton,
extra.
Right?
No, Boyhood's that one that was made over 12 years.
Oh, that's right, too. Birdman was Michael
Birdman
Keaton.
Was, right. Yeah. So I think Boyhood, maybe just because it took so long to film, it was probably something special.
Right.
I don't know. I still think The Theory of Everything has a chance, too. Yeah. Stephen Hawking movie.
Yeah.
Who knows? They always pick the weird ones, you know?
Yeah. Speaking of movies, Liam Neeson in the news today. He thinks it's okay to have a lot of guns in his movies, but it's not okay for citizens to have lots of guns.
Perfect sense, right?
He's been out promoting Taken 3. He told an interview yesterday, there are too many blanking guns, especially in America. I think the population is 320 million. There are 300 million guns privately owned in America. I think that's a blanking disgrace.
Unless your family is taken three times.
Right, exactly. when it comes to make-believe guns, especially those in his movies, he has a different... Listen, it's a fantasy. He says it's the movies, yada, yada, yada. But it's something to what he says. Secret Service moving... The headlines say oust. No, they didn't oust. They just moved the chairs around. Four of the most senior officials, I guess there are a couple of them, there were six altogether. A couple are going to retire, and then they're going to be put into the others, are going to be reassigned in upper management. Why aren't they all either retiring or getting fired? They've made a mess of the Secret Service. The Homeland Security Department has made a mess of the Secret Service. So once again, it proves that it pays to be a government employee because you'll never get fired. Mm-hmm. They'll find some place for you. There have been a few VA people supposedly fired, but they weren't really fired. And as a result of the whole business last year, focusing on VA, there hasn't been anybody fired. They get either furloughed with pay, they get retirement, early retirement, get out now and take your pension and get out of here, that kind of stuff. But is anybody getting fired?
Takes a lot.
Yeah, right. And they didn't do enough to mess things up with the Secret Service, apparently, to get fired. Gas. Remember when it was $4 a gallon? Republicans said, drill, baby, drill, drill, baby. Those rallies all across the country. Drill, baby, drill, 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 drill. Arguing that more drilling would increase supply, reduce dependence, and boost the economy, you know, too dependent on foreign oil. And then what I remember with the Republicans chanting, drill, baby, drill, the Democrats mocked them. Matter of fact, in 2012, President Obama said it was a slogan, a gimmick, and a bumper sticker, not a strategy. Wait a minute. Gas averaging $2.12 a gallon now. I remember seeing the president in the video telling an audience during an energy speech, quote, remember their three-point plan, drill, baby, drill? We were going through all that. None of it was really going to do anything to solve the problem. Drill, baby, drill won't lower gas prices, said Representative Janice Hahn on the floor of Congress in 2012. But it will fuel our addiction to fossil fuel. However, apparently things are changing now. The Democrats quietly admitting that things are going to change because the employment. And by the way, the changes make them look good, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Under the circumstances, the economy's better, and it's on Obama's watch. More people going to work. $100 billion going into the pockets of consumers. Prices around the world going down. And now they'll tell you that the world has Mr. Obama to thank because of his terrific leadership. Okay.
Hey, whatever.
Interpret it as you will.
Take it where you can get it.
Right, exactly. Yesterday, speaking of the president, he went to Norfolk, Virginia, and have a speech on cyber security and communications, touting job opportunities in this sector. He's going around the country giving previews to the State of the Union address that comes up next week. So he's been in three or four different cities with three or four different things on his mind talking about stuff like this. The college tuition thing or community colleges or whatever it is, two-year colleges, that plan is one of them. Cyber protection is another one. Kenny, what are some of the other things that the president seems to be touting? He doesn't want to talk about the Keystone Pipeline or anything like that. He wants to talk about what he wants to get done. I think there's some
community college thing.
Yeah, we were talking about that. Anyway, the House voted yesterday. This is a big surprise. To overturn the president's immigration action.
Spoiler alert.
You can never see that one coming.
Not for a million years.
No, never in a hundred.
It's like Twin Peaks over there.
Right. Never in a million years. Whoops, wait a minute. Bud Selig. He's all done. Next week.
No.
Yes.
Baseball commissioner.
Bud? Yeah, baseball Bud's out next week.
Hmm.
Was that predicted? Is that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's the new commissioner of baseball?
It's a really great question. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Let's see if we can Google, huh? New?
I think it should be Pete Rose.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Who thinks Pete Rose should be the next? Of course, I'm
cheap. I'd bet you about $10 he could be.
You want to make that 100?
Yeah, the new commissioner is Rob Manfred.
Rob Manfred, well known. I remember part of that group Manfred Man. Remember?
I do. Yeah. And I also remember, that's a dumb joke. He's hyphenated with Fred. Manfred has worked at Major League Baseball since 1998. He's been the executive vice president of labor relations and chief operating officer of MLB.
Okay.
How's that?
MLB, good. All right, in a moment, we're going to bring in Mossad Hayoun, who is a reporter. Hayoun, is that how he pronounces his name? Mossad Hayoun? I want to make sure I get it right. We're going to talk about the situation in Paris. Charlie Hebdo with him as he's been on the scene. That's up next here on Good Day.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information equal housing lender license 1250 states and unless number 3030.
For 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators for the best deals on the best selection of floors. Well, this week, get even more deals in our January flooring sale. One beautiful hardwood, get pre-finished solid hardwood from $189. How about gorgeous bamboo that's twice as hard as oak? We've got strand bamboo for $219. Looking for top quality laminates? This week, get almost half off our thickest and best laminates, plus other great flooring deals and 18-month special financing. Don't wait. The January flooring sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local Health Mart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Hey, Linda. Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy New Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got dance fitness sessions.
Rewards. For shopping. Happy New Year?
It's Happy New Year at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from bowling. clothing to exercise classes to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card, now through January 24th. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See rite aid.com/new year for details.
14 and change for the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny and I have Masoud Hayyan, who is a digital journalist for Al Jazeera. The new edition of Charlie Hebdo released, let's see, 8 pages long. They printed 3 million copies, and then they're going to do 1 million more here in the next couple of days, 1 million more. So it looks like all totaled, Masoud, it looks like they're going to come up with 16, 17 million copies in the next week or so. Is that right?
Yeah, that's about right. And then we're seeing in France right now, amid the kind of publication of this new set of copies that have incensed Muslims all over the world, as one would expect, we're seeing the crackdown on people associated with supporting terrorism for what they've said and kind of backlash against what France has said is freedom of speech, except for they support it with Charlie Hebdo and not with other people who have said unfortunate things.
Media outlets have donated to help get this thing published. Why?
Because we very much do see it as an attack on the press. As an attack on press freedom. It still looks journal, even if what they're saying is what many have called irresponsible. That's pretty much why.
All right. So the Al-Qaeda leader says that they are responsible for the attack. How's that being viewed? Is no surprise there, really, whether it's in Paris or in the country or around the world. There's nobody that's shocked to hear that, is there?
Not shocked, but I had assumed more that it was, at least at first, when I first heard the news break and I was scrambling to talk to my sources in France and get some kind of a take on it. It seemed like a group of French Algerian people who've been kind of on the margins of society for a long time, who had maybe for some political, transnational, religious pretext decided to do something terrifying. And that still may have been the case, but it was part of a larger transnational thing. That's not to say that the people who are involved in this had the political savvy to have done it in direct response to France's involvement in Muslim-majority countries like Mali and Iraq, but it is to say that there was an element of surprise for me.
What do you make of many of the Islamic leaders in countries around the world that have large Islamic populations taking the focused approach of condemning this?
That was something interesting to me in the American press, precisely because many of these leaders in Muslim-majority countries, even though their legal systems are based on Islam to a degree, and I'm not a religious person at all, so I don't really kind of have any view of it personally, they do crack down on extremely religious people. Like, for example, Sisi in Egypt said that he condemned the attacks. Of course he did, because there were a number of measures in that country against religious people and the crackdown on the Muslim Brotherhood that we saw that when the military coup overthrew Morsi, Morocco's King Mohammed VI, he also condemned the attacks. Of course he did, because anti-terrorism measures in the Sahel are kind of his big ticket to relations with the EU and the United States. It fits a lot of their agenda to oppose these attacks. There are people who oppose them on the basis of Islam, saying that Islam is not about this. That did fit a political agenda, but it is also what the national security people in France happen to be telling me at this time, that these are kids who look a lot like the Columbine kind of kids, who aren't necessarily members of mosques, community organizations. They're not politically active in that way. They are obsessed with violence, playing video games like kids in this country who end up shooting schools.
They want to kill
under whatever pretext.
Yeah, all right. So this is, and that's an interesting take on it. I haven't heard that before. I think that's food for thought. Thanks. Masoud Hayyan from Al Jazeera America here on Good Day at 51 past the hour.
over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, I'm George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. I recently learned about a very unusual pharmacist who does not advocate use of prescription drugs, except in rare circumstances, say when powerful antibiotics are needed to kill a potentially lethal infection, such as pneumonia or staph. Instead, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, suggests always giving the body all the nutrients it needs to survive, thrive, escape illness, and live younger and longer. I don't think you will find anyone who knows more about how the body works and can explain it in such a delightful and entertaining way. Ben has recorded some very useful health nugget minutes that are available 24/7 online at criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to log on to criticalhealthnews.com, listen to these pharmacist Ben health nuggets, and maybe even interact with Ben via chat or email. You're going to love Pharmacist Ben online at criticalhealthnews.com.
Now 53 at the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer, Kenny, and I in Tech Talk mode, starting out with Shelley Palmer, who's here today to talk with you about the best ways to navigate through Netflix to really see what you want to see on Netflix. This ought to be important information coming right up next on Good Day.
At the U.S. Postal Service, we deliver to every address in America.
So when it comes to packages you need to return, for whatever reason,
don't go out of your way to return it.
Because we'll already be there, delivering your mail.
Like we do almost every day.
So it's easy for us to pick up your returns.
Just print a label.
Schedule a free pickup.
Leave it for me.
Me.
Or me.
And we'll return it for you. For more information, visit USPS.com/returns.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, when you sit down to watch some Netflix, do you ever have a tough time finding something good to watch? Netflix has thousands of great shows and movies for you to see, but they can get lost in a sea of unwatchable junk. There are a few ways to help you discover more great stuff you'll love to watch. The more movies and shows you rate, the better Netflix recommendation engine will get. Giving movies you love 5 stars and TV shows you never want to think of again a single star will help Netflix generate more accurate suggestions based on your taste. You should also fill out the Taste Preference Survey, which can be found on the Settings page of your account. This lets Netflix know how often you want to watch certain types of movies, sorted by mood, genre, decade, or more. There are pages and pages of these breakdowns, and the more questions you answer, the more likely you'll be to find the movies you really want to see. Happy watching! Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Musicians, right now during Guitar Center's January clearance event, it's your chance to get the instrument of your dreams at a price you never dreamed of, up to 70% off. Now through Sunday, save big with incredibly discounted prices throughout the store, like Sabian V8 cymbals at least 30% off, or Martin Lifespan acoustic guitar strings, buy one, get one free. Plus, visit GuitarCenter.com for even more deals. But remember, every store has its own selection, and you have to hurry to get what you're looking for. Don't miss Guitar Center's January clearance event, now through Sunday.
Do you want to learn how to earn commissions of up to 20% by laundering millions of foreign dollars?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's email security solutions keep email phishing attacks like this from entering your business network and any valuable data from leaking out. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about stopping email-borne threats, visit barracuda.com/email.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Samsung Electronics, did I say that? Samsung Electronics. Approaching BlackBerry to buy BlackBerry for $7.5 billion. They want their patent portfolio, according to somebody familiar with the matter. So Samsung, having BlackBerry together would just eliminate a competitor, really, right? BlackBerry, many people think now with the new BlackBerry out that it's better than the old BlackBerry, and maybe better than Samsung, and better than the iPhone in some respects. Yes, Kenny, or not?
Yeah, but I think here what Samsung really wants are some of the patents that BlackBerry has.
Yeah, that's what I saw here. Yeah. But do they keep making BlackBerries and use the same technology in Samsungs as BlackBerry has? Is that the idea?
They probably would at first.
And then what? Get rid of BlackBerry.
And then I think BlackBerry would just go away.
Samsung expected to release two versions of its next generation smartphone, the Galaxy S6, later on this year. One model is predicted to feature a metal body, although sources are uncertain if the phone would have a unibody design. Let's see, another model expected to feature a curved screen. What, so it can bend in your back pocket like the iPhone? Is that what they want? I have yet to use my... What model do I have? I don't even know.
You have a Samsung of some kind.
I know I have a Samsung, but I have yet to use it.
I know. Why? You're going with that old flip phone.
I like the flip phone.
Nostalgia.
That could be it. Virtual reality devices and their supporting mobile applications becoming increasingly popular. Folks that run these companies concede that the technology remains to be improved, especially in regard to touch. Virtual reality devices. What would be an example of that, Kenny?
It's all that stuff that you saw, 20 years ago with the big goggles that puts you in the game or in the thing. Just the technology has improved to an amazing degree.
GM says they're open to having a discussion with Google about a collaboration on the development of a driverless car.
Did you go to guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to guns80.com, and suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved, there are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell. He just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay market commission, okay? Call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at guns80.com. Go now.